Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna consciousness is the eternal, natural consciousness of every living being.
Krishna Bhava. ही सनातन असून सर्व जीवांचा स्वभाव आहे.
कृष्णा इज द ऑल अट्रॅक्टिव्ह पर्सनॅलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड.
कृष्ण याचा अर्थ सर्व आकर्षित परमात्मा.
हू इज सीटेड विथ इन एव्हरीवन्स हार्ट.
जे प्रत्येकाच्या हृदयामध्ये आहे.
And it is Krishna that is the source of all consciousness or all life.
Ani aapya jivanache sarva sarbhut bhagwan sri krishna hai.
When Krishna leaves the body and takes the jivatma with him, then there can be no life.
Jiva परमात्मरूपी भगवान श्री कृष्ण शरीराला सोडतात त्यावेळेला आपल्यालाही शरीर सोडून जावं लागतं.
इट इज कृष्ण दॅट सप्लायज द एअर द रेन द अर्थ द ग्रेन्स ऑफ फूड. कृष्ण इज सस्टेनिंग एव्हरी लिव्हिंग बीइंग एट ऑल टाइम्स.
वास्तविक पाहता भगवान श्री कृष्णच सर्वांचं पालन करतात. पृथ्वी पाणी अग्नी अन्नधान्य सर्व काही भगवान श्री कृष्णांकडून आपल्याला प्राप्त होतात.
And through his various energies, Lord Shri Krishna is making everything take place both within the spiritual and material worlds.
आणि आपल्या विविध शक्तीने भगवान श्री कृष्ण आध्यात्मिक आणि भौतिक दोन्ही जगतामध्ये घडामोडी घडवीत असतात.
Krishna says in the Gita that he is the intelligence of the intelligent.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna Bhagavad Gita sankar ki buddhivantan ki buddhi nahi hai.
He is the strength of the strong.
Balavantan ka bal Bhagavan Sri Krishna hai.
Whatever abilities anyone may have, it is all being given by Krishna.
Je je kahi krutega kade hai te sarva Bhagavan Sri Krishna ko prapt.
And one who understands this in truth naturally must surrender to Krishna.
Ani jo koni satya arthane he sarva kai janto tara Krishna bhavana prapt
hoto. To not surrender to Krishna and recognize that we are helplessly depending on him at every moment is illusion.
Vastavik pahata bhagavanta cha he adhipatya na samajta apan ekyana sangharsh karna yalas maya asu.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling from Shantipur to Jagannath Puri,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shantipur hun Jagannath Puri la jat astana,
he was traveling with his associates.
Jat astana tyancha barobar tyanche parshad hote.
And he asked them, did you bring any food?
Yani aapka sahakaryana vicharla tumhi kahi annadhanya anlela ahe ka?
Did you bring any means by which to obtain food?
Tumhi kahi vastu anlela ahe ki jyacha pasun aapla bhojan banvita ye?
And his devotees expressed that how could we bring anything without your permission?
आणि मग त्यांच्या सहकार्याने सांगितलं की तुमच्या परवानगीशिवाय कसं आम्ही काही वस्तू आमच्या बरोबर आणणार.
And Lord Chaitanya was very pleased with them.
आणि भगवान श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभू त्यांच्यावरती अति प्रसन्न झाले.
He said, to understand that we are completely depending on Krishna is an essential part of our spiritual life.
ते म्हणाले की आपण सर्वार्थाने भगवान श्री कृष्णावरती अवलंबून आहोत.
You explained how even if one is a very wealthy man or woman and arranges the most luxurious food to eat, if someone insults that person, his mind will be so disturbed that he cannot even eat one morsel. Or if that person gets fever, then he cannot eat anything, despite so many wonderful arrangements for the nicest food. So ultimately, our power to perform any act is completely dependent on the will of Krishna. When they first were about to leave Shantipur, the devotees told Lord Chaitanya that it is not a safe time to travel through Bengal at this time because there are many opposing military armies who are fighting, and there are also so many thieves and rogues, and if any pilgrim comes walking, they are arrested and tortured and killed.
चैतन्य महाप्रभूंच्या सरकारने एकदा सांगितलं की आता प्रवास करण्यासारखी वेळ नाही, कारण बरेचसे सैनिक आणि चोर दरोडेखोर लुटेरू प्रवास करणाऱ्यांना पकडतील आणि कदाचित ठारही मारून टाकतील.
We should wait for some time until it becomes more safe.
आणि याच्यासाठी सर्व वातावरण सुरक्षित होण्यासाठी आपल्याला काही काळ थांबावं लागेल.
When Lord Chaitanya heard this advice, he said that when will there ever be a time when there are not obstacles?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne vichara ki asa kaal kadhi yenar ahe jeva aplyala kontyahi adchanishi samna dyava lagnar
nahi. We must depend on Krishna and cross over the ocean of obstacles.
Apan Bhagwan Krishna vrti avlambun rahayla paije je sarva dukhancha sagar paar karun jaanyasathi aplyala madat karte.
Therefore I say that I will leave at this very moment.
Ani te manale ki yas karanasathi mi ata Shantipur sodto ahe.
When Advaita Acharya heard this, he became very blissful.
Ani jeva Advaita Acharya ni he aikla tevha tyana samadhan vatle.
He said, "My lord, what obstacle can possibly stand on your path?"
Te manale ki he maha priya swami kay adchani tumcha margat yenar ahe.
What obstacle can possibly obstruct your progress?
Tumchi pragati kon roku shakto?
All obstacles are your servants.
Sarva adchani ani samasya vastavik pahata tumcha sevak ahe.
This is a very important lesson for all of us.
Ani khup sundar ani motha ghada ahe aapla sarvancha.
Every obstacle that comes in our spiritual path, we should know that obstacle is the servant of Krishna.
आपल्याला हे जाणलं पाहिजे की आध्यात्मिक मार्गामध्ये ज्या अडचणी येतात या सर्व अडचणी भगवान श्री कृष्णाच्या सेवक आहेत.
And Krishna has only one desire for his devotees, and that is to become purified and attain pure unalloyed devotion.
आणि भगवंताची केवळ एकच इच्छा आहे की सर्व भक्तांनी शुद्ध कृष्णप्रेम भक्ती प्राप्त करावी आणि त्यांची प्राप्ती त्यांना व्हावी.
सो वॉट एव्हर डिफिकल्टीज, वॉट एव्हर क्राइसिस कम इन टू आर लाईफ, वी शुड अंडरस्टँड दॅट दीज आर ऑल कृष्णस सर्वंट्स कमिंग टू हेल्प अस टू मेक स्पिरिच्युअल प्रोग्रेस.
आणि म्हणून जीवनामध्ये ज्या ज्या समस्या येतात या सर्व समस्या भगवंताच्या सेवक आहेत आणि केवळ आपल्या प्रगतीसाठी म्हणून त्या आपल्या समोर येतात.
And if we see in this light, we can always be Krishna conscious.
आणि असं जर आपण सर्व समस्यांकडे पाहायचा दृष्टिकोन ठेवला तर आपण निश्चितच आपल्या जीवनामध्ये
The devotee has no need to complain about the circumstances around him or her.
The
devotee is grateful whatever Krishna wants to do, because he is the expert physician bringing us gradually to his lotus feet. The conclusion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshashtakam prayers teaches us this lesson. We should know that the 8 verses composed by Lord Chaitanya systematically teach us how to progress in Krishna consciousness. The first verse teaches us that the chanting of the holy name of Krishna is the means by which we can purify our hearts of all material contaminations. To cleanse the dust from the mirror of the mind. And gradually through such purification, through the congregational chanting of the holy name of Krishna, we experience the ecstasy that the soul is always longing for. Chaito dharapana marajanam bhava mahadavagna nirvapanam Sreyakarava chandrakavataranam vidyavadu jivanam Anandam buddhivaradanam pratipadam punam ratashvadanam Sarvatmasna paramparam vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Therefore, this process of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the prime benediction, the greatest gift that has been given by the Lord for everyone's spiritual welfare. And then Lord Chaitanya teaches us how to chant the holy names of Krishna. Nam nama kari bahuta nija sarva shakti tatrapitani amita smaranida kala ethadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi duradaiva mitri samihajani nanurada. That Krishna has many names, and in each of his names he has invested all of his powers and opulences.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna ji hazaro hazaro nama hai.
Although Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always manifesting the most unparalleled supreme ecstasies of love of God when he would chant, he taught us the mentality in which we should chant with great humility. He said, although my Lord, you are so kindly appearing in your name, I am so unfortunate, I have no taste for chanting Hare Krishna. A devotee never presents himself, nor does he feel himself, to be advanced in spiritual life. One time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he jumped in the river Ganges. And he was going deeper under the water. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu and Thakur Haridas, they jumped in the water, even though it was infested with so many crocodiles, and they somehow pulled him out onto the bank of Ganga. And Lord Chaitanya asked, why you have done this? Why you have taken me out? What is the use of my living? The only purpose to live is to love Krishna and serve Krishna. But I have no love for Krishna. If I even had but one drop of love for Krishna, I would have died due to separation from him. But the fact that I am still breathing, that my heart is still beating, I am alive, that means I do not even have one drop of love for Krishna. What is the value of my life? And in the next sloka, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us the golden rule for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Na dhanam na trinarapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnana amani na manadena kiratanya sadahari. That we should feel ourselves more humble than the straw in the street. We should be more humble and we should be more tolerant than a tree. Devoid of all sense of false prestige, we should offer all respects to others and we should expect no respect for oneself. When we aspire for and develop these qualities, then only can we chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Lord Chaitanya taught a simple process. When the devotees of Kulina Gram approached him, they inquired that we are grihasthas, we have families and responsibilities in this world. Please tell us how we can achieve perfection in devotional service. Lord Chaitanya replied that one should always aspire to serve the devotees and one should always chant the holy names of Krishna. And they asked, how do we know who is truly a devotee? He said, the best devotee is that devotee who is always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu banale ki to shuddha bhakta hai jo satat Krishna nama ka jap karta hai.
And whoever comes in contact with such a devotee also naturally begins to chant the holy names of Krishna.
आणि अशा शुद्ध भक्ताच्या संपर्कात जो जो कोणी येतो तोही कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण मंत्राचा जप करायला लागतो.
But we cannot attain such a position unless we are trinarapi sumichena, unless we are so humble.
पण अशी स्थिती आपल्याला तेव्हा प्राप्त होते ज्या वेळेला आपण एखाद्या गोताच्या काळीप्रमाणे नम्र होतो.
Krishna will simply not allow us to chant his name properly unless we are the humble servant of the servant of his servants.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna jo paryant apan itke namra banat nahi to paryant aapyala shuddha naam ghenyachi parvangi det nahi.
Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamayai mama janamani janamaneshwari bhavatad bhakti rohai dukhitvai. I do not want any amount of wealth. I do not want beautiful association of women or handsome men. I do not want any amount of followers, prestige in this world, popularity. I do not even want liberation. I only aspire to be your servant birth after birth after birth.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु पुढच्या श्लोकात सांगतात की मला ऐश्वर्याची अभिलाषा नाही, सुंदर स्त्रीची अभिलाषा नाही, मला शिष्यांचा मोठा ताबा असावा असंही वाटत नाही, पण मला केवळ तुमच्या चरण कमलांचा दास सतत आणि प्रत्येक जन्मामध्ये व्हावं असं वाटत.
Lord Chaitanya is herein explaining what our motivation, what our aspiration should be while chanting the holy names.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, apan kashasathi hari naam kela paije he ya shlokat sangta.
We are eternally Krishna's servant.
Apan Bhagavan Sri Krishna che sanatan sevak ahot.
Jivera swarupoy Krishnera nitya das. And we should not be chanting the holy name desiring any material benefits.
आपण एखाद्या भौतिक वस्तूच्या प्राप्तीसाठी भगवंताचं नाव घेण्याची काही गरज नाही.
Because whatever material benedictions the Lord may give us, they will in due course of time only disappoint us if they are not utilized exclusively for his service.
कारण या भौतिक जगात जे जे काही आपल्याला प्राप्त होतं ते जर भगवंताच्या सेवेमध्ये संपूर्ण आणि सर्वार्थाने नाही लावलं तर तेच आपली घोर निराशा करून जातं.
Materialistic persons, sometimes they even approach God with the desire for material prosperity.
संसारी भौतिकतावादी लोक भगवंताकडे भौतिक लाभेच्छा घेऊन जात असतात.
For money or for a nice home or a nice wife and family or to pass exams or for a nice car. So many unlimited desires we have to enjoy within this world, but they will all frustrate us because they give no satisfaction to the soul.
काही लोक भगवंताकडे पैशासाठी जातात, काही चांगला परिवार प्राप्त करण्यासाठी जातात, कोणी परीक्षेत पास व्हावं म्हणून जातात, तर कोणी एखाद्या सुंदर कारगाडीची प्राप्ती व्हावी म्हणून जातात, आणि मग अशा वस्तूने ते आपली इंद्रिय तृप्ती करण्याचा प्रयत्न करतात. पण ह्या सर्व गोष्टी एक दिवस आपल्या जीवनामध्ये निराशा आणणार आहेत हे आपल्याला नंतर कळतं.
This is called the path of karma kanda.
आणि याला कर्माची गती असं म्हटलं जातं.
And after achieving even the pleasures of the heavens, when one understands that this material world is miserable, Abrama bhuvana loka punar avatano arjana. Mamu peta tu kontaya punar janmana vichita. From the highest planet Brahmaloka to the lowest planet Patala Loka, they are all places of misery. In such a state, one takes to the Jnana Khanda and seeks liberation, cessation of all material sufferings. Narayana Parasarabho Labamanyeta Kuti Namarata Bodhya Sungyeta Sarva Deva Mayo Guru. No, I'm sorry. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana sudurlabha prasantatma koteshvabhi mahamune. That the only person who has pure desire, who is free from the desire to exploit, is the pure devotee of the Lord. Devotee is not concerned whether in heaven or hell, as long as that devotee is serving the Supreme Personality of God. In this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu establishes that we must kick out karma khanda, kick out jnana khanda, and simply aspire to be the eternal servant of the Lord unconditionally. Ashlisyava padaratam panashtumam adarshana maramahatam kurotuva yathata tata vidatatu lampato matpurananatastu sa eva naparaha. In this verse, the Lord is confessing before Krishna that he is completely helpless and utterly dependent on his mercy at all times.
Ani chaitanya purcha sloka madhe chaitanya mahaprabhu bhagwan krishna na sangta hai ki sarva jivatmanchi sthiti atishay dainiya hai ani sarvani tyancha charanachi sharan gheti hai.
Lord Chaitanya told Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu to go to every house, to every shop, to every person they saw, and give them the most important of all instructions.
Ani Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ni Nityananda Prabhu ani Haridas Thakur yan sangita ki tumhi daru dari ga gharo gari ga ani jo jo dishe tyala hi Krishna namacha amrut dya.
Worship Krishna.
Bhagwan Sri Krishna ki puja archa karan.
Chant the holy names of Krishna. Serve the servants of Krishna. Krishna is your mother and your father. Krishna is the treasure of your life. Krishna is all in all. Always remember Krishna and give this teaching to others. We should know that Krishna is the all-in-all of our life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed, Manaso deho geho jo kichumur arpi luntuval padi nanda kishor. That my body, my mind, my home, my family, my everything, Krishna, it is all yours. I surrender it all for your loving service.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur Panade, Kimata Dhan, Tan, Man, Ani Matam Parivar, सर्व तुझाच आहे आणि हे मी तुझ्या चरणावरती सर्वांना शरण घालतो.
In this verse, Lord Chaitanya is praying for only one position, not to be a great guru, not to be a great king, not to be a great scholar, but to just be one tiny speck of dust at the lotus feet of Krishna. And
in this verse, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhagavatakade ekas pangna karita hai, te na raja honechi, na srimant vyakti, na guru honechi, आणि कशाचीही ती अपेक्षा न धरता भगवंताच्या चरण कमलाशी केवळ एका धुळीच्या कणाप्रमाणे स्थान मागताय.
उद्धवा वॉज द ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ द डिवोटीज ऑफ द्वारका एंड मथुरा.
उद्धव हे द्वारकेमध्ये असलेल्या भगवान श्री कृष्णाच्या शुद्ध भक्तामध्ये सर्वात मोठे भक्त होते.
He performed tapasya and made his goal of life to be one little piece of grass in Vrindavan.
उद्धवानी प्रचंड तपस्या केली आणि वृंदावनामध्ये भगवान श्री कृष्णाच्या चरण कमलाखाली येणाऱ्या एका गवताची गवताचं स्वरूप स्वीकार.
सो दॅट सम डे द डस्ट फ्रॉम द फीट फ्रॉम द सर्वंट्स ऑफ द सर्वंट्स ऑफ द गोपीज मे सम डे कम अपॉन हिज हेड.
आणि ही गवताची त्यांनी भूमिका केवळ एवढ्यासाठी स्वीकारली की एक ना एक दिवस भगवंताच्या ज्या शुद्ध भक्त गोपी आहेत त्यांच्या चरण कमलाची धूळ त्यांच्यावरती पडेल.
वी शुड बी हेल्पलेसली डिपेंडिंग ऑन कृष्ण.
आणि अशा प्रमाणे असहाय्य अवस्थेत केवळ ते भगवंतावरतीच अवलंबून राहिले.
And when we fulfill all of these wonderful, wonderful aspirations, then we can come to the next stage of the Shikshastakam verses.
Jeva apan he sarva divya ani adbhut dhade aapya jivanamadhye utaravinyacha prayatna karto teva Shikshastakam madhye je sangitlela ahe tyacha artha tyacha
karanam nayanam galadashrudharaya vadanam gadgararudhaya gira pulakar nichitam vapukada thava nam grahane bhavishyati. When will tears flow from my eyes in ecstatic love, and my hair stand on end, and my limbs tremble in love when I recite your holy name?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Bhagavantala vicharatay ki ka nahi tumcha divya premana maja hrudaye gadgadune, ka nahi tumcha divya premana maja doryamadhye ashru ye, ka nahi maje hat paye tumcha divya premana.
Lord Chaitanya is praying that these symptoms of ecstatic love, he wants them not for his own pleasure, but he knows that when one exhibits some such ecstasies of love in true form, then that is so pleasing to Krishna.
की का नाही अशी उन्मादावस्था मला प्राप्त होत नाही की ज्याच्यामुळे तुम्हाला प्रसन्नता प्राप्त होते.
Such ecstatic symptoms decorate one's body in such a way that they are pleasing to Krishna.
आणि असे उन्मादाचे लक्षण आपल्या शरीरावरती उमटणं हा सर्वात मोठा आनंद ज्याच्यामुळे भगवान श्री कृष्ण प्रसन्न होतात.
Just as a young lady may decorate herself with beautiful jewels and fine clothes and such nice ornaments just to present herself that will be in such a way that it is pleasing to her lover.
Jema ekadi stri aplya priya karala prasanna karnyasathi vivid alankarani abhushit hon yete.
A devotee wants to decorate himself with the symptoms of unconditional love, because these ornaments are most pleasing and satisfying to Krishna.
Tas prakare shuddha bhaktanihi ashaya sarva divya urmadacha lakshanani bhagavanta kade alakai.
Lord Chaitanya is longing for this type of unalloyed love.
Ani asha prakarchi divya adbhut avastha ani shuddha prem prapt karnyasathi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Srila Rupa Goswami has prayed that to achieve Krishna consciousness there's one price.
Jiva Goswami sankta hai, Rupa Goswami sankta hai, कि भगवान श्री कृष्ण से ही दिव्य प्रेम प्राप्त करना अपने जीवन की शुरुआत है.
The intense greed to have such love. The intense greed to chant the holy names in ecstasy. But that ecstasy is not for our satisfaction, but it is for Krishna's satisfaction. Yugayatam nameshena chakshusha pravrishayatam sunyayatam jagat saravan govinda virahe name. Herein Lord Chaitanya is introducing the ultimate level by which Gaudiya Vaishnavas aspire to love Krishna in the sense of intense separation.
की कोणत्या दिव्य स्तरावरचं प्रेम आपण प्राप्त केलं पाहिजे ज्यामुळे भगवान प्रसन्न होते.
That a moment seems like a thousand years or more without Krishna.
आणि प्रत्येक क्षण आपल्याला युगा युगा समान वाटला पाहिजे जो कृष्णापासून आपण दूर राहत होतो.
Sometimes in this material world, when we are waiting for something wonderful, time seems to go so slow. We just cannot wait to get it. Sometimes students, they are waiting for vacation. They are longing for their holiday, and every moment seems like so long until that holiday will come. I remember when I was a student, it was like that. When we are waiting for something wonderful, it seems that it is taking so long, every moment is so difficult to tolerate. But these are very gross examples. A devotee should long only for Krishna. A devotee should not long for any of the illusions of this world. And Lord Chaitanya is praying in the mood of the gopis when Krishna left Vrindavan, that Krishna, bereft of your wonderful sight, every moment seems like years and years and years.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ya Chaitanya, Gopin sa mahabhav vyakta karta hai, chani mahta hai, ki hey Bhagwan Sri Krishna, tujha virahara yuga yuga korte diya hai.
We should learn... to long for Krishna in this way.
Aapan sadhat kena asas, Bhagwan ka kya praktisa ki, karasar ka praktisa.
Sunyayatam jagat saravam govinda virahename. And bereft of the sight of Govinda, this entire material existence, all the universe, seems like one big dreary void. The common people are trying to create so many wonderful arrangements in this world. But Lord Chaitanya says, without you, Krishna, this whole material existence is like a desert. It is a void. It has no meaning, it has no substance, it has no appeal at all. Ashlisya va padaratam panashtumam adarshanamaramahatam karotava. Yathadadatavidatulam patho matpranatastu sevanaparaha. Herein Lord Chaitanya teaches the purest principles of unalloyed surrender to Krishna.
Ani shivarcha astakamade Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Bhagavatala Krishna Sharan Gavaya Pradeshikota.
My Lord, you can do anything you like to me. I have that type of faith and trust in your love. If you so desire, you can embrace me. If you so desire, you can trample upon me by bringing so much distress and so much pain in my life. Or if you so desire, you can make me brokenhearted by not being present before me. You can handle me in any way you like, because I am your servant unconditionally. This is the highest, purest expression of spiritual love. By gradually following the process of bhakti yoga, as the great acharyas of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya have taught, we could all gradually achieve this pure state of love and devotion to Krishna. So Advaitacharya explained that all the obstacles that come on a devotee's path are the servants of the Lord, all meant to help that devotee come to the platform of such unalloyed surrender.
की हा सर्व अडचणी आणि समस्या एखाद्या भक्ताच्या जीवनामध्ये येतात कारण त्या त्याच्या प्रगतीसाठी कारणीभूत ठरणार असतात.
Then they began their journey, and after some time they came to a very dangerous part of the provinces of Bengal. And they had to take a boat. And the boatman was very much afraid. And Lord Chaitanya induced his devotees, headed by Mukunda Dutt, to very loudly chant the holy names. So as they were going along the river, the devotees with their arms raised were very loudly chanting, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Hare.
And the boatman became very much afraid. He said, what are you people doing? Do you not know how dangerous these waters are? There are man-eating crocodiles everywhere around the boat. And there are man-eating tigers on both sides of this thin river.
नदीच्या दोन्ही बाजूला जंगलामध्ये मोठमोठे वाघ असतात.
And of course we know the tigers are very good swimmers. If they want to come to get you, they will come. And there are robbers and thieves and dacoits who live in this jungle, and they will torture us and kill us if they hear us. Please stop this chanting. So the devotees became completely quiet. And Lord Chaitanya, after some time, he said, "Why have you stopped chanting?" Krishna is not different than his name. If we are sincerely chanting Krishna's name, Krishna with his Sudarshan Chakra will protect us on all sides. We are completely dependent on Krishna. So please, very loudly, have kirtan of the holy names. In this way, all the devotees fearlessly, without concern for the tigers, the crocodiles, or the dacoits, they all raised their arms and very, very loudly echoed throughout the forest the holy name of Krishna. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has prayed that I have seen and considered all the worlds, and my conclusion is that without the name of Krishna, nothing can save me.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur ane asa sangitla ki maja jivanatya sarva anubhavaro mala asa vartta ki Bhagavan Sri Krishna cha jitva nama matum apla kuniya jagavde rakhvadana.
So whatever may come into our life, whether it be happiness or distress, pleasure or pain, success or failure, victory or defeat, health or disease, life or death, we should know that they are all wonderful arrangements to help us to find shelter where there is only shelter in Krishna, who has so wonderfully appeared in his name. Ultimately, the only thing we gain in our life is the realizations. The only thing of any real value that we can gain in life is the realizations that we are eternally dependent on the mercy of Krishna. Only that will remain beyond death. Everything else you achieve will be taken away.
आणि जे जे काही इतर आपण या भौतिक जगामध्ये प्राप्त करतो ते मृत्यू समयी आपल्यापासून हिरावून घेतलं जाणार.
The greatest attainment is that realization that Krishna is the all in all. He is our father, he is our mother, he is our treasure in life, he is our only goal.
आणि म्हणून सर्वात मोठी प्राप्ती आपल्याला आपल्या जीवनात जर करून घ्यायची असेल तर ती म्हणजे भगवान श्री कृष्ण हेच परमेश्वर आहेत, तेच सर्व आणि सर्व काही आहे.
And this, with this in mind, we should come together very regularly and have wonderful kirtan, chanting Krishna's holy names.
आणि अशा भावनेतून आपण सर्वांनी पुन्हा पुन्हा एकत्रित यायचं आहे भगवान श्री कृष्णाच्या दिव्य नामाचं संकीर्तन
करण्यासाठी.
Belgaum devotees are very wonderful. Belgaum is a simple place, but somehow by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna's holy name, so many wonderful people have come to participate in this wonderful Sankirtan movement.
बेळगाव अतिशय साधा आहे आणि श्रील प्रभुपादांच्या कृपेनं या दिव्य हरिनाम संकीर्तनाच्या आंदोलनामध्ये भाग घेण्यासाठी कितीतरी अद्भुत भक्त या ठिकाणी आलेले आहेत.
I have traveled to some parts of this world and I can say that the wonderful congregation of Vaishnavas that is here is something very wonderful. And very rare.
मी या जगाच्या बऱ्याच भागामध्ये फिरलेलो आहे आणि मला असं वाटतं की या जगामध्ये वैष्णवांचं सुंदर सहकार्य आणि नाम संकीर्तन या ठिकाणी सर्वार्थाने होत.
You are very fortunate to have each other.
आणि तुम्ही तुम्हा एकमेकाचा सहवास प्राप्त करून घेतल्यामुळे खूपच भाग्यवान.
I am very fortunate to have the opportunity to serve you whenever Krishna allows me to do so.
आणि म्हणून भगवान श्री कृष्णाने मला परवानगी दिली आणि मी तुमची सेवा केली त्यामुळे मीही खूप भाग्यवान ठरलेलो.
In the last day or so, Krishna gave me a very wonderful realization.
कालच्या रात्री सुद्धा मला अतिशय दिव्य साक्षात्कार या ठिकाणी
झाला. That serving wonderful Vaishnavas like all of you is not an easy thing to do.
तुम्हासारख्या शुद्ध भक्तांची सेवा करणं ही काही साधी सोपी प्राप्ती नाही.
It is a great blessing and gift from Krishna.
तुमच्या सेवेची संधी प्राप्त होणं भगवान श्री कृष्णाकडून प्राप्त झालेला मोठा आशीर्वाद आणि मोठं वरदान. Krishna consciousness is the express train back to Godhood. Krishna bhavana ki ek aisi zorodar express railway aaye ki aapka bhagwan Krishna prat pahunche.
Just as people complain about the noise that these express trains make on the railway tracks, people also complain about the noise devotees make on the express train back to Godhood.
जेव्हा जेव्हा अशी ही एक्सप्रेस ट्रेन जाते मोठा रंगाट होतो आणि लोक त्या आवाजाची तक्रार करतात त्याचप्रमाणे जेव्हा भक्त हरिनाम संकीर्तन करतात तेव्हा त्या आवाजाची तक्रार लोक करतात.
I traveled some distance with the great desire and anticipation to serve all of you by visiting your homes and having nice kirtans and nice lectures. Whatever I am allowed to do, it is as your servant. But then I became sick with fever and bronchitis and all sorts of other difficulties. I had no capacity to do anything for you. I wasn't even in a condition to come to see you. And the pain of disease is not so troublesome. But to be bereft of the opportunity to serve devotees, it is the most troublesome thing. I came to this realization that serving wonderful devotees like you, we should not take for granted. It can only, such an opportunity to serve Krishna's devotees is a blessing of Krishna, a very rare blessing. And if he takes away that blessing, we are helpless to do anything. So I am most grateful to Krishna. I was praying throughout the day that I would have some opportunity to meet you and to offer some seva to your lotus feet. And although I am quite useless, by the prayers and kindness of all of you, Krishna has allowed me to come to have this rare privilege of offering some seva. You will never understand the value of something until it is taken away. That is the unfortunate situation in this world. But we should pray that we can truly understand the good fortune we have in associating with devotees, in serving devotees, and in coming together to hear the glories and chant the glories of the Lord. It is only by the great mercy of Krishna we have this fortune. And if we do not truly honor this fortune, if we do not have great feelings of gratitude for this fortune, then it may be taken away. So let us always be kind, loving servants of all the Vaishnavas. And let us be enthusiastic and grateful for any opportunity for devotional service.
आणि आपण सर्वजण अशी शुद्ध भक्ती प्राप्त करण्यासाठी म्हणून प्रयत्न केला पाहिजे.
If we have this spirit, then Krishna will descend in the most wonderful way to bring such joy when we chant his holy names.
And if we are in this way, then Krishna will give us the pure bhakti and Vaishnava's seva.
And we should work very determined together to bring more and more and more people to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda.
आणि आम्ही सर्वांनी असा प्रयत्न केला पाहिजे निर्धारानं उत्साहानं आणि निश्चयानं की जास्तीत जास्त भक्त राधा गोकुलानंद भगवंताच्या चरण कमलाची शरण घेते.
राधा गोकुलानंद, they are always enjoying the bliss of Gokul. And they have come to Belgaum to give all of you the supreme bliss of Gokul.
Radha Gokulananda he Gokul dhamandi divya ananda nimit jit asta ani te Belgaum madhe keval evadhe sari chalale ahe ki to divya ananda tumha sarvana prapt ho.
Let us celebrate their mercy by loudly chanting the holy names.
Ani manun त्यांची दिव्य कृपा प्राप्त करण्यासाठी आपण हरिनाम संकीर्तन
केलं.
कीर्तन, but I cannot sing. You would like to sing? And begin.